terms of property, I mean, look, we do this with our clients. It's really interesting when you're sitting in front of clients, and I'm sure you've done this. I'm sure people listening have actually had this conversation before. But to be quite frank, quite simplistic about it, you've got a few options. You know, you can do nothing. You can invest in shares, or you can invest in property.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we're back with John Russell, financial advisor and property investor. He shares the eye-opening compliments he's received, the influences behind his property philosophy, and the great advice he's received from his dad, which led to him help a $20 million business turn into $100 million a year when he was just 23 years old. Russell has a series of aha moments rather than just one, but they all stem from the same place.
Just the feedback that I've gotten from my clients, having them sit in front of me and say a couple of things has really just been eye-opening, and something that's really made me believe in, you know, what I do and believe in property as an investment vehicle. And it's twofold. One was actually a doctor. They said to me, it's funny, you probably get complimented all the time for helping people, you know, grow their wealth, but you never actually get complimented for stopping people from making mistakes. That was a very good compliment. And it's very true. Look, we get compliments all the time on helping people into the market, whatever it may be. But, you know, because they never make the mistake of getting the wrong property after they, you know, do get educated around the do's and don'ts, they sort of then go, oh, okay. You know, they no one thinks to thank us for the times where they could have very easily made mistakes. But this particular client was well in tune with what they were about to do, and thanked me for it. So that was, a bit of a mind-altering moment. And also a phone call I had recently with another client where he sort of turned around to me and said, look, everything that you have told me and everything that you've said, I have to say, has turned out better than what you said and what we could have imagined. So that was also a huge compliment to, you know, the work that I put in, the effort that I put in as well to my role, that someone saying not only did I do my job, but you know, it's better than just the numbers that I show to them or the photos that I show to them. It actually affects, you know, real life people, which is great.
There's one strategy that he relies on the most, and it's one you'll know well.
There's quite a few, obviously, strategies you can put into play. And definitely, looking at it through the most simplistic eyes, is the best way to put it, is that the education around growth over yield is a very interesting conversation to have with clients, and something that I feel like there's not an enormous amount of education around that, and probably not enough. I always say to my clients is, in terms of a good property, between a good and a bad property, there might be a couple of grand difference in terms of yield per year. In terms of growth, if you're looking over a 20-year period, you might be looking at $500,000 difference. Do you know what I mean? So it's really, really, really vitally important to look at the areas in which you're buying, because we all know location, location, location. It's going to deliver up to 80% of your returns. So not necessarily the product type that we're looking at. It's the suburb. The suburb does the heavy lifting when it comes to investments. And look, we can't do anything. We're beholden to the market, as stockbrokers are with shares. We're beholden to the market when it comes to property. We can only put our best foot first when it comes to the research that we have. Really focus on growth properties. For my clients anyway, I deal a lot with wealth accumulators. So people in their 30s, 40s, in early 50s, they're people that want to grow their wealth over that 10, 15, 20, 30 year period. And they do that the best way through focusing on a growth asset and knocking off the debt at the end when their tax bracket's lower, through retirement and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of different strategies clearly in there to think of. But the main thing is focusing on growth properties.
Well, let's jump into the mindset side of things. I'd love to hear a little bit about your reasoning behind why you jumped into property, because as you said, there's so many different asset classes like shares and businesses and so forth, but why particularly property, and how does that benefit you as well?
In terms of property, I mean, look, we do this with our clients. It's really interesting when you're sitting in front of clients, and I'm sure you've done this. I'm sure people listening have actually had this conversation before. But to be quite frank, quite simplistic about it, you've got a few options. You can do nothing. You can invest in shares, or you can invest in property. In terms of investing in property, I feel comfortable gearing, so borrowing money to invest into property, because there's no margin call attached to my investment. My clients share that view, obviously, otherwise they wouldn't be here. So for me, things like negative gearing, obviously borrowing to invest, utilizing equity, all that sort of stuff plays a big part in creating a growth asset and getting greater leverage to a greater chunk of asset class, if you will. That's only really possible considering the risk factors with property. So for me, it's a bit of a no-brainer. For any wealth accumulator out there, I think it's a very good starting point is to invest in property and have that be your leverage point in the market, and forward. I believe in pure diversification, so I'm not just preaching property. I believe that there is certainly a place for shares. Do I like to give that advice? Yeah, look, I can if I want, but I'm more focused on the property side of things.
Russell has had many mentors and influencers over the years. He's been in both property and finance.
There's a few people at Plus Waterhouse Coopers that helped me along. A few other directors and partners there. Working for Deborah, that was through Remax. That was an experience as well. And since I've been in financial advice, or I guess moving into a financial advisor role at Nexus after spring. I had the opportunity to work with Steve and Vic, who's involved heavily with National Property Advisory as well, founding partner there. So he has been a massive influence on, my property philosophy, my comfortability around property investment, and probably not necessarily the way I deal with clients. That's very, very much me. I've got my own sort of unique way of how I deal with clients. But certainly being able to explain things in a clear and concise manner. It's something that I think I was a decent communicator previously. Certainly I've learned a lot from Steve when it comes to communicating something very well and very definitely, to clients so that they understand clearly exactly what I'm talking about.
Coming up after a break, we hear how Russell's sporting heroes work into his approach to life.
So Roger Federer is an example of that. He played soccer, he played basketball. His mum was a tennis coach, so he ended up playing tennis, but she tried to push him out of tennis, actually, and into soccer. So he learnt tennis by basically being better at other things. The reason why I think I like it so much is I do look at myself in a similar way.
What his studies and years in accounting taught him?
There's a balance sheet for a reason. And if you can read a balance sheet, you can read a business. If you understand that, I think if you can apply that to other areas in your life, you'll be very successful.
He shares his plans for the near future and reminds us about the early bird and the worm.
Speaking to a developer yesterday, they've gone from 14 sales last January to 54 sales this January past. So clearly, 500% up sort of thing. There's confidence everywhere in the market, Brisbane particularly at the moment.
And that's up next. I'm Tarun Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey property investor, is your cash or equity currently earning you 1 to 2% per annum sitting in the bank? What if I said to you that you can do better? To find out more, simply register your interest to become a money partner at propertyinvestory.com. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest to get a high return with low risk on their money for 6 months. Register your interest by visiting propertyinvestory.com. A big fan of Audible, Russell is slowly but surely getting back into reading physical books as well.
The two books I'm reading at the moment, one is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. It's the Nike story, the memoir, which is pretty good. It's a book about entrepreneurial spirit and all that sort of stuff. And the other one's by Robert Iger called The Ride of a Lifetime. And that's the CEO of the Disney company. And that's all around, working your way up, working hard for a business, and really, really focusing on, the company, putting it first. And making sure you're just good at your job, and no one can sort of point to you and go, "Hey, you didn't do this, didn't do that," sort of thing. So they're the two that I'm reading at the moment. But look, there's a heap of other ones like Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell. I loved all the Zig Ziglar stuff about sales. They're great. One of my favourite books, actually, is called Range It's by David Epstein. It's great. It's all around. It's not property specific at all, actually, but it's around the idea of those people who grow up as, you know, prodigies in sport, who focus purely on one sport, tennis players, for instance, or, you know, basketballers or whatnot. They, you know, just do one thing, as opposed to those who try their hand at a heap of different things. So Roger Federer is an example of that. He played soccer, he played basketball. His mum was a tennis coach, so he ended up playing tennis, but she tried to push him out of tennis, actually, and into soccer. So he learnt tennis by basically being better at other things. And the reason why I think I like it so much is I do look at myself in a similar way, probably not to Roger Federer's standard, but certainly in terms of his ability to learn different things and being able to then apply them to the one thing, you know, and be the best at it.
While he's generally against the idea of deciding on your life path at 16 or 17 years old, the best piece of advice he's received was regarding university studies.
My father said to me, look, do accounting. It'll open up so many doors. And it has. It's opened up a heap of doors. Working for PwC, being able to then, you know, I guess in one way or another, I guess, help run a $100 million a year turnover company at 23. It helped me understand real estate, helped me understand the ins and outs of real estate. It guided me through financial planning because I understood that everything has to, I hate to say it, it sounds like a bloody quote or something like that, but everything has to balance. You know, everything comes down to balance. Whether it's investments, whether it's health, relationships, it's all off one tree, in my opinion. And you know, you've got to always find that balance. And that's a good thing that accounting teaches you. It's that you know, there's a balance sheet for a reason. And if you can read a balance sheet, you can read a business. If you understand that, I think if you can apply that to other areas of your life, you'll be very successful.
Russell credits success in part due to his inability to sit still in any area of his life.
That probably comes from my Tourette, I'd say, as a kid. I couldn't sit still anyway. These days, I just find it hard to sit around and not do anything. I love to get out and walk. You know, I love to go for a walk with the dog, go for a run with my wife. I play basketball a couple of times a week. I stay busy at work. Keep very active, and you know, just really, I guess, insatiable thirst to want more is why I keep moving. It probably also stems from, you know, all the health sort of stuff is that, you know, in life you can do one of two things. You can move forward or, you know, you can sit still. And like I said before, I just can't sit still.
If, say, you met yourself 10 years ago, what do you think you would have said to him?
It'll all be okay. I love another book I love, by the way, is the Steve Jobs book, and the whole idea of, you know, he talks about in his Stanford commencement speech that you can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect the dots looking back, is, I think, just so valuable, you know, and the idea and Bob Iger actually touches on this in his book as well. The idea of, you know, moving forward with investments, with life, with anything is, you know, move forward, take opportunities, you know, whether that's taking the opportunity to buy a property, to go for a run, to eat healthy at lunch, no matter what it is, you know, there's always an option there. And I think if I go back 10 years ago, the advice I give myself is do what makes you feel good. You know, do the right thing. It's always going to be right. Do the right thing, but you know, do the thing that you're going to thank yourself for, I think, in 10 years. Always keep in the back of your mind, I think, sometimes the easiest way is not always the best way. And that's often the case, it's the opposite.
With buying his dream home on the horizon, he has a lot to be excited about in the near future.
Leveraging that to purchase more property certainly is something that I would love to do. And helping clients as well. At the moment, you know, there's lending's coming back hard. Property prices are surging, they're going up. There's confidence in the market again. I know, you know, speaking to developers yesterday, you know, they've gone from 14 sales last January to 54 sales this January past. So clearly, you know, 500% up sort of thing is, there's confidence everywhere in the market. Brisbane particularly, at the moment, there's a lot of great opportunities in Brisbane. So over the next couple of years, it'll be very much focused on if it's left in a couple of years, basically collecting whatever's left over in terms of the leftover stock for damn good prices, might I add it. And moving forward then, trying to capture off the plan opportunities early, and probably now is a great time to look at them. So you're getting into the market today and not having to pay for it until, you know, tomorrow or a couple of years down the track. I think that's certainly what I'm most looking forward to. So looking forward to, I guess, the opportunities that will come out of the next 5 years in terms of what's coming onto to the market in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne.
Thank you to John Russell, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. And if you love the show and are ready to get serious about investing your money to get a low risk, high return, then SMS me your name and email address on 04998810 40 to become a money partner. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest their money for a short 6 months. To register interest, text me your name and email address on 04998810 40.